This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the Republican primary race for Montana Superintendent of Public Instruction, one candidate, Cheryl Allen, a former deputy to current Republican State Superintendent Elsie Arnson, is facing a misdemeanor charge of obstructing a police officer last month in Madison County. Cheryl Allen will appear on the June 4th Republican primary ballot opposite rival candidate Susie Hedelin. The winner will advance to the general election in November. But before the primary election, Cheryl Allen is charged in an incident that sparked her April 23rd arrest by obstructing a state investigation into alleged misconduct committed by a teacher at the Harrison Public School where Allen serves as district superintendent. Here's what happened. On April 15th, the Madison County Sheriff's Office began investigating a report that a teacher at Harrison Public School, a district south of Three Forks that serves 99 students in grades K through 12, had made verbal threats against a school administrator. The sheriff's investigation revealed separate allegations that the teacher had committed other criminal acts involving students. The sheriff requested the assistance of the State Division of Criminal Investigation, or DCI. The allegations against the teacher involved potential sexual misconduct. On April 22nd, Cheryl Allen prevented one of the division's agents and a sheriff's captain from interviewing students at the school who had been identified as potential victims. Allen obstructed law enforcement and then told officers that she had a working relationship with Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson, a comment that the Attorney General later criticized as inappropriate. On April 30th, Cheryl Allen appeared in court on the obstruction charge at an initial justice court hearing. That same day, she issued a defensive statement about her arrest in her campaign for Republican candidate for state schools superintendent. The Harrison School District Board of Trustees said that Allen's contract as superintendent was set to expire June 30th, but school district trustees voted April 15th to approve her resignation. On May 14th, trustees voted to place Allen on paid administrative leave for the remainder of her tenure, with the board's minutes noting, "Our district no longer requests her services." The State Division of Criminal Investigation is still conducting interviews and collecting evidence in its investigation of the sexual misconduct allegations at Harrison Public School. When DCI's investigation is complete, it'll be forwarded to the Madison County Attorney for prosecutorial review and any applicable or additional criminal charges against the teacher or Cheryl Allen or others. The teacher under investigation was hired at Harrison on January 12th and terminated April 17th. The teacher did not have a state educator license or an emergency employment authorization and had not been employed at any other public school in Montana's K-12 system prior to starting at Harrison this year. Media is not publishing the teacher's name since no criminal charges have been filed as of yet. Cheryl Allen is still a Republican candidate for state superintendent in the June Republican primary, facing off against Susie Hedelin, also a former deputy of current Republican OPI superintendent Elsie Arnson. Hedelin now serves as superintendent of the Townsend School District and is vice chair of the State Board of Public Education, appointed by Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.